That's why I memorized some scriptures. The Lord shall go forth like a mighty man. He shall stir up his zeal like a man of war. He shall cry out, yes, shout aloud. He shall prevail against his enemies. And he said, my word will not return to me void. And so when God says it, it's done. But he's looking for us to cooperate with him, to sing praises to him, to honor his name. And I pray right now over this people right here, Freedom Worship Center, that there come a greater release of worship and praise in this house. Sometimes we want worship and we think, you know, if you see somebody really quiet and crying, now we've really hit worship. Go to the Psalms, and all through the Psalms, you're going to find singing and dancing and clapping and shouting. It's not just about the crying, folks. You got to come through praise, right? Enter his gates with thanksgiving in your heart, in his courts with praise. Then, and I love worship. I mean, I love it all. I love it all. But I'm here to say the expression is going to rise to a new level. Yes. The guy right here with your arms folded, what's your name, bud? What is it? Ivan? Ivan. All right, Ivan. Ivan, is it all right if I minister to you? Okay. I saw you come in, and I just wanted to hug you. Like, as soon as I saw you, I wanted to hug you. And it reminds me of years ago bringing a family into my home. They were actually from Africa, and they lived in my home for quite a while, and then we helped them find an apartment and get settled with us. But it, long story short, the man and husband and wife were related to the president of their nation. And that was how I got into the First Nation, ministering to a president. And when I saw you, you just reminded me so much of them. And what that says to me is God says to you, Ivan, there is greatness within you. And the Lord says, I've marked you as belonging to me, and the enemy has fought hard to get you sidetracked and to get you off track. But God says, I'm calling you up even into a stricter place, a tighter place, that you will see others doing things that you yourself will know I can't participate in, because the call of God is on my life. And the Lord says, just like Jonah, who was sent to Nineveh, there will be times that I will send you into places, and your word will cause a breaking force within the atmosphere of a revival spirit. And the Lord says, I put within you a heart of respect. You know how to bring respect. You know how to bring honor to people. And the Lord says, because you can respect and honor others, respect and honor will come to you. And there is much more that God says is within you for the kingdom. And yet there's been this pull at times. And God says, I don't want you to be distracted with the loves of the world, but I want you to give yourself wholly to me and my purpose, and you will find that they are the best days and times of your life. Listen, I want to say something to you, Ivan. When I was 15 years old, I don't know how old you are. 27. When I was 15 years old in my bedroom, I was listening to Pat Robertson's 700 Club on the radio, and they were talking about a need for a savior. And I grew up in an alcoholic home, and it was a mess. It was a mess. I didn't know. I mean, my parents didn't tell me they loved me. They didn't hug me. I didn't experience any of that kind of affection. But that night in my bedroom at 15, I encountered the love of God, and it forever changed my life. Forever. I began to carry my Bible to school. I was ridiculed in school, heckled, all kinds. They would be very mean to me. Bullying is what we call it today. But I look back, and one of the terms they gave me at the time was the preacher. And I look back through those years, and I realized the world prophesied my destiny. They prophesied it before anybody in the church ever saw it. The world saw what was in me. And there's a pull in things because the world knows there's something different about you. And the greatness of God is on your life. And one thing that I decided at that point at 15, that I was going to serve God all the days of my life. I've never looked back. I used to think I don't really have a testimony. I didn't get into drugs. I didn't get into alcohol. I never slept around. I was a virgin when I got married. I didn't have any of that stuff. And I thought, I just don't have a testimony. I'd hear all these guys telling testimonies of what they did, what they came out of. And I thought, I don't have a testimony. My testimony is greater because I didn't have to touch the things of the world to experience the love of God in my life. It doesn't diminish anything that God did for anybody else, but I realize my testimony tells others, if I can do it, you can do it. You can separate yourself for the purpose of God and what He's called you to do and make a decision. See, I made a decision that night in my room, and I've not looked back from that day forward. I decided I'm going to follow Christ, and I'm going to do what He asked me to do. And I can tell you, I have been so incredibly blessed. I've ministered to presidents. I've ministered to celebrities. I've had ambassadors call on me. I have been blessed beyond anything, and I grew up as just a poor farm girl, but God got a hold of my life at the age of 15 in my bedroom, and I'm saying to you, God's got a hold of your life, and He's calling you up to a higher decision that you not walk on this world or in this world thinking that you're average, but you are supernatural, and you are above average. You are not status quo. And the greatness of God is upon your life, which means the favor of God is on you, and people are going to love you and appreciate what God has done in you. I don't know if anybody's ever told you this, but you are called to preach. There is a preacher grace upon your life, and God is going to download upon you that He has for you to preach, the message that's there. It doesn't mean that you're not going to make money. You will make money, and God will cause you to be prosperous, and you will be blessed. And I believe that's in the scripture. We are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and that is the promise of God over your lives. So Lord, I bless what you're doing in Ivan right here this morning in Jesus' name, and I pull on that calling in the name of the Lord of hosts. Amen and amen. Bernice, I just have to say, I fell in love with you yesterday in just meeting you. I'm so proud of you and love what God has done in your life. And I saw the sun come up. You know, in the morning when the sun comes up and it's so bright, right? And you look out, it's like, you know, it's a new day. And the Bible says His mercies are new every morning. That means every morning we can get up and call on His mercies for that day, and they're new. In other words, it's something He's never done before, and God's going to surprise you with things you've not seen before. So Lord, I bless her right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This sister right here, what's your name? Basima? With a B. Basima. Okay, Basima. I saw you just coming up to this place on the road where you have a choice to make. You can go right or you can go left. And there's times that you're going to face that intersection, I guess. I don't know what that's actually called, but you have to go one way or the other. And there's a what? A crossroads. Thank you. Thank you. So you're going to come up to this crossroads, and you're going to have to make decisions at points in your life. But the one thing that I feel like God is saying is never be a reactionary. In other words, don't just say, okay, that happened, then off I go, and go in a direction because of not stopping to inquire of the Lord. And there was a time that David didn't inquire of the Lord, and it caused a little bit of trouble. And the key is always inquire of the Lord. What is it that he wants you to do? In which direction does he want you to go? But you can do it. I hear God saying, you can do it, and you're going to make it through. It's like you're going to meet the goal, you're going to make the grade, and God's grace is upon you for success. So Lord, I bless her right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Sandy, I felt the Lord say early this morning, tell her I love her so much. Tell her that my love for her is greater than what she has yet experienced. You're going to know more and more the love of God for you and how much he loves and cares for you, and you never stop believing. You remember Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. And so if there wasn't a battle ahead, we would not need faith. The battle is a sign we need faith. So declare those things that are not as though they are. Job said, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established, and light will shine on your ways. And when they cast you down and you say, exaltation will come, then he'll come and save the humble person. That's Job 22. Lord, I bless her right now in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. And Kim's husband, Roger? Roger. All right. He's a good guy, right? Yeah, he is. You got a good wife. Yeah, that's right. Remind him every now and then he's got a good wife. Roger, I saw so much of the Father's heart being poured into you. And I felt like the Lord said, it's well past time for some answers that have been delayed to now manifest. And God says, I am touching into some areas of your life that it's like for a long time you've prayed, but it feels like there's been delay and things have been withheld from you. But God says, no longer. I'm beginning to cause the dam to break. And the blessings are going to flow to you. And there will be abundant provision that God says, I'll bring into your hand because of your faithfulness and you said to God, just like remember when Ruth, this is an awesome story. Ruth, remember she lost her husband? Remember that, right? Ruth? Yeah, Ruth. She lost her husband, she lost her father-in-law, and she lost her brother-in-law. That's a lot of loss right there. But she turned to Naomi, and she said, I'll go where you go. Where you lodge, I'll lodge. Your God will be my God. And you made a choice at some point in your journey with God, and you said, I'm not turning back. I'm going to go, and even I'll go where Kim goes. And there's been, and it's not that, you know, some people would hear that phrase and think, well, then Kim rules the roost, right? No, that's not at all what I'm saying. And you know you don't have a wife that's like that. But you two came together and you decided we're going to serve the purpose of God. No matter how hard it gets, no matter what it looks like, we're going to stay positioned on the wall where God has put us. And God said, because you made that decision, I'm going to cause my blessing to overtake you. And you will know that I am Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Lord, I bless him right now. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. God just breathed something over you. That's good. That's really good. Yes, that's good. Lord, I like what you're doing right here. That you're settling some things for my brother. Oh, I feel God's love for you, brother. He is for you. In the whole family. The whole family will be called by the name of God. All right. It's beautiful outside today. See, that's one of the things we can be thankful for, right? And say, Lord, thank you for another day that you gave me. on this earth. Now, what can I do to serve? Do you know what happened? I got to tell you a story. I know I'm always full of stories. But when I came, I said to Chair, I don't have any cash to give the girl that cleans our room. And I always leave a tip. I like to leave tips. It's a good thing to do. It is, right? And so if we're at a restaurant, I'll just double whatever the bill is and bless the person. And sometimes they'll be like, are you sure? I say, yes, I bless you. So I'm saying to Jerry, I don't have any cash. And I said, Lord, I need some cash. Do you know somebody handed me cash the first night I was here? And I said, yes, God. Now, that cash, God knows who he can trust. Because that cash isn't for me to go out and buy something, right? I said, I want cash to bless somebody. So you know what I did? I gave it to the girl. Well, when we got to the room last night, she had all these extra creamers sitting there for us and coffee. So Charity and I sat and we drank a couple of decaf coffees and we had all the cream we wanted. We like a little coffee with our cream is basically how it is. And God blessed me in it. God hears the smallest prayer we pray. And he cares, but if we look for him to answer and have expectancy. And so I'm charging every one of you with expectancy. Expect, expect, expect. Somehow, I don't know how, but as I pulled in the driveway, I said to Charity, we got to do something to make you more known out there. I don't know how. But I'm praying that a creative idea comes out. Because we've almost missed it a couple of times coming in. And I want people to find you here. Right? Yeah, so I don't know what that's all about, but I'm praying and you can pray with me. What was your name? Rich. And you are? Kate. Kate and Rich. All right. Your wife gave me a spray the other night for my throat, which I did use it, and I got through fine. So that worked, so thank you. Rich, I just saw a whole, like wires going into things. And
you're way off.
So these wires, it's like they're plugging in, and I look at it, and if something doesn't work, it's like, just unplug everything. And Charity will be, no, don't touch anything, Mom. But it's like, it doesn't work, so why have it, you know, unplugged? But I saw God giving you such patience to figure things out, that it's like that, you know, getting all flustered, which is what I do when something, you know, isn't even my phone. Sometimes it's like, I'm not an angry person, but sometimes do the phones ever make you angry? Like, it doesn't do what you want them to do, right? But I see you so calm. It's like, let me think about that. And what I saw God doing is just like putting sheets of paper in you with the answers. And it's like, you're going to just be able to figure it out. And it's going to be as you're just so calmly sitting. You're fine. All right, just so calmly sitting, paying attention, saying, huh. However, there's coming a day where the demand is going to increase in your life. And the Lord said, tell him this, to remember that it's me who gives him the power to get wealth. Wealth. Wealth is your portion. It's not a dirty word. Money is not bad. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. Money is not bad. And I've even said, money, come to me. What happened Friday night? The money for the tips came to me. You're going to have wealth. God's going to bless the days ahead with so much work. that you're going to say, God, should I increase my price? And God's going to give you the wisdom to know what to go up to. Not that you're going to rip people off. That's the thing you have inside is I don't want to rip anybody off. And you know what it's like to be down and out. And God says, I want you to raise the price a little bit. And as you do, you're going to see the blessings increase and come to you. What a deal. What a deal God is making with you. But he's giving you wisdom right now. Increase is coming. Don't short circuit yourself. You're more valuable than what you are putting on what you do. I bless this man right now. I bless this man right now with wisdom. And I bless him. I thank you for the wealth that's coming to him in Jesus' name. Amen. You're a good brother. Like, you guys are good. You're good. You're doing good. You're doing good. All right. Y'all okay? Mm-hmm. All right. Ivan, I'm in love with you. I know you don't know me. One day you're going to seek me out. And you're going to say, thank you for helping me in my journey with God. Because God has so much more for you. You can actually run for a political office in the coming days. And me? You. And God will give you the steps to do it. I never thought when he told me that I would go before presidents of nations, I was like, with what? I didn't even prophesy in that day. I started getting prophetic words around 94, 95, 19, probably were you even born then? I don't know. I can't add it up. Anyways, I didn't prophesy to anybody. But when God said it to me, after about a dozen times, I had to hear it that many times. Because I would sit in the back row, nobody knew who I was. And I would sit in the back row and just hide. But after hearing that prophetic word come about a dozen times, I said, God, I think you're talking to me. And you want me to prophesy, and I don't know how to prophesy. I've never prophesied, but if you said I'm going to prophesy to leaders of nations, you got to train me. And so I began to just read through the Bible and memorize scriptures. And that preparation in those years opened up the doors for God to fulfill the word of the Lord in my life because I cooperated with him. And if God is saying, there's greatness in you and there's something in the political arena that you're going to walk in, you're going to have to find the way to put steps to it, and then God will make it happen. And so you might want to talk to Pastor Mac and Pastor Kathy. They may be able to help you. But here's the deal. I had to, and I pray it's not you, I had to hear it over and over to believe it. I pray you receive it and run with it. Yes. Yes. And here she comes.
Since my mom has been ministering to you, it's like I felt very drawn to you as well. And I know that part of that is the favor that's on your life. And people are going to look at you and want to know what you're going to do, how you're going to respond. And so I saw you being mindful of what God has spoken to you. But, you know, the scripture talks about being careful who you hang out with, because whoever that is, that's what you become. And so part of the strategy of understanding the call that's on your life is knowing who to align yourself with, not because you're just trying to advance yourself, because you understand the call. And you know, this is the way, and I'll walk in it. When I was probably, 13, I was sitting in a church service, and everybody cleared out of the room, but I felt something, and I just didn't know what it was. So I sat there, and I was the only person in the sanctuary, and I had my head over my arms, and I just put my arms over the chair in front of me, and I was just sitting there. And I really felt God's presence, and it was like, God, what do you want to say to me? I didn't hear anything in that moment, but I felt this hand on my back. And I thought, oh, it's my uncle, because he was the pastor of the church telling me it's time to go. And so I just stayed for just a minute more because I just felt his presence. And I thought, okay, I guess it's time to go. And when I stood up, no one was in the sanctuary. And I thought, oh, how did? And I came out asking him, did you put your hand on me? And he said, no, nobody's been in there. And at that moment, I knew that I had been touched by God. And he just wanted me to know he was with me. And I really feel that for you, that God wants you to know he's with you. And there's been some hard stuff you've been through, but he's been with you. And if you continue to say, God, I surrender all to you, you're going to be amazed at what he can do through you. And it's going to take you places you never thought you could go. And you don't even believe in yourself the way he believes you, but he's taking you, and he's going to give you the confidence that you need.
Awesome. Awesome. Business, politics, ministry. Some people are blessed to be in ministry. I'm one of them. Some people are blessed to be in ministry and business. That's cool. But then you've got the threefold. Business, ministry, and politics. Wow. Wow. That's cool. Who are you? Rich. That's right. Rich. This Rich is a good guy. Yeah, he is. And he is too. And you've got a strong wife. Is it your son that plays the drums, you said? Uh-huh. And you're doing that song, I'm Coming Home? Is that what it is? No. Yes. What's that? Oh, From Now On. From now on, these eyes will not be blinded by the lights, right? From now on, it's an awesome, I think it's one of the most prophetic movies that are out there. And I pray that as you sing it, and you got a solo in it, congratulations, awesome. I pray the anointing comes on your life. As you watch the behind the scenes and you see Jackman, I always say his name wrong, not purposely, but anyways, and you see the behind the scenes where he had discovered he had the cancer, wasn't supposed to sing beforehand, but he couldn't contain himself, and he began to sing. You could feel the anointing come. See, the anointing is powerful. And I pray that God puts a powerful anointing on your life as you sing, and you recognize it's not you, but it's God. Because God gives you the talent to sing. It's God, like, I love singing. From now on, these eyes will not be blinded by the lights. From now on. And I mean, like, I sing it. I went to the theater, I think, six, to watch that movie. And I don't watch anything. But I loved that movie. And when your mom told me you're singing, I was like, woohoo, good for you. And may the anointing captivate your life. So that's what's held me. Is it's the anointing that captivates me. And it's like I can't get enough. I'm an anointing junkie. May God open up your spirit more and more and more and turn you in the direction that he desires for you to go. Whew. All right, who's the guy up there with you? The riches are multiplying in here. And you're rich. We'll come back to you. Okay, Rich up there. You really have a big heart, and you do and do and do and do, and love and love and love and love, and bless and bless and bless and bless. You can never, ever outgive God. These are going to be great years, great times of reflecting, looking back, and saying, God, you did it then, you can do it now. And you brought promises to pass for Father Abraham. I know you'll bring them to pass for me. And believing that, you know, there's that proverb that says the path of the just gets brighter and brighter. You're a just man. You like justice. You like things, you know, to be even, so to speak. And the Bible says your path ahead gets brighter and brighter. I remember spending a night up one time with the Lord and just saying, I want to know you. And then before long, I was captivated with the anointing. And as I'm watching the sun come up, I'm saying, what do you want from me? I felt his presence and calling so rich and real. And I couldn't sleep at that point. And he said, Judges 5:31. Well, 5:31 is my birthday. And I'm saying, is there five chapters in Judges? I don't even know if there's five chapters. Did I hear that right? And I open up my Bible, and this is what it says. Thus let all of your enemies perish, O Lord, but let those who love him be like the sun when it comes out in full strength. See, one of the things I was teaching a little bit, I touched on yesterday, I think it was yesterday, is we sometimes take John the Baptist's prayer, declaration, he must increase and I must decrease. But I say in the church, for us, it's an illegal prayer to pray. John was ending an era. It was time for Jesus to come on the scene, right? And so he hands a baton to Jesus. And who shines? Jesus shines. Jesus goes off the scene, and who does he hand the baton to? I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against her. We are joint heirs with Christ. We're seated with him in heavenly places. It's understanding who we are in Christ and rising to a new level of thinking, not in arrogance and pride. I don't walk into Walmart saying, hey, I'm here, everybody. No, I walk in and I say, Lord, I thank you that wherever I go, the kingdom of God goes. And who can I just lay hands on? Who can I touch? The Lord is stirring up the supernatural realm on the inside of you, and you're going to desire more and more for the healings, the miracles, the signs, and the wonders. And I charge you with it right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. And you know what? There was a time where Peter walked in his shadow, brought healing to people. His shadow. Do you think that we need to change our declaration? He must increase and I must decrease. I got to get smaller and smaller and no. Isaiah said, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and even deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. It's his glory that you're going after. And God says, I love that you're going after my glory. I love that you're pursuing me. Signs, wonders, and miracles are your portion. Yes. All right. You want to start with Rich here? I'm going to get a drink.
Okay. We came back to you. Just as she was saying your name, and then there was all these others around, I really sense a couple things. One is that God is letting you know that you're not just another Rich, not just another person, right? But I feel like God is bringing you to a place of greater confidence and boldness in Him, of knowing who you are, what He's called you to do, but also understanding there's a shift and a change that He's working on the inside of you. And it's like you don't want to get stuck in something, but you're always looking, God, what's that thing that you want to do today? Because you know He's creative. You know that He doesn't consistently only do the same thing over and over, but He's got creative ways of working miracles. He's got creative ways of releasing healing. He's got creative ways of bringing an entire city to Him by reaching one person. And that was that woman at the well. And I really sense God putting in your heart, God, I want an assignment to change the city. And I want you to show me who's that person that's going to be captivated by you. And I see you stepping out into some areas where it's like you're going into the deeper places and places you might not even be comfortable in, but God's going to stretch you beyond what your comfort is and bring you into the new. And the scripture that I felt for you is where it talks about, I know my Redeemer lives. And there's something that God is working in you, and it's like He's putting the word deeper on the inside of you, and there's a hunger that God's put in you. It's going to increase, and it's going to draw others into that deeper place with Him.
I saw you crack the code. It's like you're going to crack something open that's like a mystery. And you're going to be known as one who, you know, Daniel understood mysteries. And I love Daniel. He had an excellent spirit. And he's a Jewish boy who's been taken into captivity. And yet he still remained in that place of excellence. And you are a man of excellence. You like excellence. You like things this, and we're not going to veer off. We're going to remain right here. There's times that there can even be a little bit of a stubbornness. And I see God bending you and causing you to just a little bit and a little bit and a little bit, to where you realize it's okay, I can bend. I can go with the flow. I can do this. And I really have the sense that there's some things up ahead coming to you, Rich, where it's going to be the make or break. And you're going to know I'm flexible. That's my nature. Because Christ put a new nature in me. And I'm not going to be that person that sometimes people perceive me as. But I'm going to begin to give a little here and give a little there and bend a little here and bend a little there. And the Lord says, I'm going to cause you to be one who can crack open mysteries. Because you've said, I want to follow God. And you've had such intensity of heart in following God. You're not going to veer off the path that God has you on. And the Lord says, I'll never hurt you, but I'm going to bring you into days of glory and days of joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Just as Nehemiah said it, God says, you will say, you are a builder on the inside. It's like you know how to build things. You know how to put things in right places. It's like an architect that can lay out the plan and begin to put down on paper what needs to be done here and then at this phase and that phase. And you've come through different phases. Disappointments have been around you at times. Things you thought were going to work out in one direction just went south and it went sour, and yet you've remained and you've said, I belong to God and I'm going to serve Him all the days of my life, even as Joshua made the declaration, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. And God says, I'm going to redeem what the enemy meant for evil against you, and I will restore the years that were taken from you. It's a day, God says, to look up and to know that there is redemption up ahead, and I will cause there to be celebration and joy on the inside of you, that ones are going to see you begin to take off in the dance, and they're going to say, whoa, what happened? what happened? And you're going to turn and say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And there is a strength that God says I'm bringing to you in this season that's beyond what you've walked in. And God says, I will also give you, it's like a mode of transportation going forward that's a different vehicle than what you've been in. I see you getting into a different vehicle. Two things about that. There's a job change, but there's also a vehicle change. God's going to do both. He's doing a dual. It's like the double-barrel shotgun. God's about to bust some things open for you and open you up in a fresh way. Huh. So, Lord, I bless. You are a solid man in the faith. You know how to teach. Like, you can teach and you can instruct. And there's just a little shifting that's going to take place in the coming days. And God says, I've got my eye on you. So Lord, I bless him right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And we went a little bit over with you. Hopefully you don't have food or a game ready to watch. I just ruined it for you. But we love you all so very much, and we have to take off and get on the road. But please give yourself a hug.